I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
What would happen? Would you get like a male stripper and a female stripper?
Just loads of strippers, Greg. In fact, nobody's allowed to wear clothes. Everybody, and welcome to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by stars of The Family Diaries, reality royalty, and the king and queen of Essex, basically. It's Billy and Greg Chapman, everybody! Woo! How are you feeling, guys?
Yeah, good. Good, thank you. Glad to have a bit of sunshine today. Always makes you feel better, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is lovely, isn't it? Spring's definitely in the air.
It's the first sign of sun, isn't it, this year?
I bet you can't wait to get out in that bloody garden of yours. I've seen the projections. When's the pool going to be ready, and when can I come round for a pool party?
I know, don't worry. You'll definitely be invited. Greg's like, literally...
I'm on it. The garden's going to be done before the house is going to be done.
No, the garden is actually nearly done. That is the funniest thing. Like, all the gardens nearly done, the house is just like a big empty shell at the moment still, but we're getting there.
I've got a bit of a confession, actually. Like, I when I seen yous post your projections from your garden, I slid straight into the DMs of the fellas yous used. I couldn't help myself. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's unreal, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, they done a really good job of that, didn't they, actually? Yeah, we're hoping. It's sort of like, it's going to plan, but it's so mad, because when you start doing things, then you realise, oh, that doesn't work.
Yeah, quite change like, things around, like, where sun's going to be and things like that.
You have to think, like I was saying to Greg, like, is the sun going to be there? We're going to be able to sunbathe there, and like, you know, like you sort of have to, but we're getting there.
Well, that's why you hire, like, experts, isn't it? Like, I'm so out of my depth with all this, like, house and garden stuff. Like, it almost feels like I became an adult but didn't really have any of the things that adults have.
Yeah.
I just feel a bit lost and, overwhelmed constantly.
No, we're exactly the same.
Oh, my gosh.
We're exactly the same.
We don't, like, they talk about all this, they say all these words when we're up at the house, and I'm like... what is that? Like, I don't know what that is. And sometimes I feel a bit silly. Like, they must think, oh, here she is. Like, hasn't got a clue. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I don't know what that means. I'm like, can you explain it to me?
Like, we had to get 150 ton of type one for the garden. So Billy's always hearing me going, type one.
I'm like, what is type one?
And Billy's like, what is type one? I don't know what it is.
But Greg's like on the phone constantly, like sorting stuff out, and now like he's sort of getting like some of these words, and you're like saying it.
Oh, is Greg loving it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's loving it. Yeah. He's up there every day, like marching about. It's really funny.
Oh, but I do feel like it's good. I would love Erkan to be a bit more involved. Like, the only time Erkan ever gets involved is when I tell him fucking how much stuff costs. And then he goes, how much? No, give them a ring. There's no way that's right. And I'm like, I swear to God, babe, like, it's just insane, guys. Like, I hope you feel the same way as me. But, like,
I am
again just like, every time I hear how much something costs, I'm like... honestly?
Yeah.
The killer for us has been trees, like bushes and trees and all that. It's insane. I was shocked. I nearly fell over when they told me how much they are.
It is like a... When you're doing a house, and obviously, Vicky, like you know as well, it is like a money drain, isn't it? But I said to Greg, I was like, look... I don't think we'll do this again. I was like, I think this is like...
never again.
Yeah, once in a lifetime, but... we're slowly getting there, aren't we?
But it's like, if this is your forever house and this is where you're going to bring up your family, guys, and make loads of lovely memories, like, I can completely understand, like, wanting to make sure everything's perfect and everything's right. But I did just read this morning, like, I do go away and do my research and that. And the first thing that pops up when you Google used to is that you aren't getting on with your neighbours.
Oh, don't. No, we...
What's gone on?
No. So, basically, what happened was... So, going back to when we first applied for planning permission for the house, one or two of the neighbours had basically... It got pushed back. They was like, oh, you know, we're not happy...
It was one. It was one.
Oh, yeah. One of the neighbours. And basically, because we spoke about it on the show, it became a bit of a storyline on the show. So... That was that. And then recently, we don't know. I mean, you know as well, like we do. Sometimes the press want to rerun stuff and then they make it sound out. But that story, honestly, has come out of nowhere. Like, since we've started the build, the neighbours have been fine.
Yeah, we're fine with our neighbours. And we don't want them seeing that and thinking, well, who've they got a problem with us? Because we haven't got a problem with any of them. And they've been good as gold. So it's like, don't like stoke the fire when there's no need.
They've been absolutely... And the amount of work and like disruption down that road at the minute. It's a lot going on. But they've been really good. But me and Greg, we sort of wanted to set the record straight as well, because we thought, do you know what? We're going to be moving in there. None of our neighbours are going to like us otherwise. So, yeah.
They won't like us after the first pool party.
No, definitely not if I'm invited. let's hope that they're big fans of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, and they've listened to this.
That's it.
And now the record, I'm sure they will be. Sure they will.
Put
the record straight. Oh, that's canny. Because I did hear you as well spending a fortune on these great big trees, and I thought, fucking hell, how much do they hate them like?
That's just some privacy by the pool for when we're skinny dipping. You know what it's
like. Oh, yeah. I get it, Greg. Nobody needs to see the full moon. I get it. So, right, guys, I recently found out, and I'm sure like everyone else, that Sam's left, obviously, the show, hasn't she? And now it's just focused on you guys. Do you feel loads of pressure? Do you feel excited? What's the vibe?
So, when obviously, she first left the show, we was a bit, like, nervous, obviously. We thought, oh, gosh, how are we going to do this? Because it's gone from, like, eight of us, let's say, to just us four.
You must miss them a bit.
Safety in numbers. But what happened was... The sort of two series leading up to just before when Samantha left, we was only doing it on our own anyway because of lockdown, because we wasn't allowed to see each other.
Oh, yeah.
It kind of like weirdly, because we did film in like as when we could throughout lockdown, but the restrictions meant we couldn't film together. So it eased us in. But
soft launch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it still did feel like if someone had said to me like sort of, two years ago, let's say, you two are going to do the show on your own with the kids, I'd have been like, no, I can't do that. No way. I was like, I need my sister. Like,
it was safety in numbers sort of thing, wasn't it?
And also, like, it is, you know, like, I do really miss filming with Samantha. Like, it's because we do, you know, we had so many fun times all together. But I suppose, like, because of the lockdown thing, we have kind of, it eased us in, didn't it?
And I mean, you've still, like, in terms of you and Sam, you've got the podcast now, haven't you, Bill? So it's not like you never get to see her.
Exactly. Do you know what? That's why we said, like, it was such perfect timing to do that now, because when we're not filming together anymore, it's a great excuse, like, once a week to get together. We're having a chat, we're catching up, and we're working together again. So it has worked out well.
I love that. But then it does mean that you guys have probably got to up your game in terms of this reality TV show. Greg, are you feeling the pressure, mate? Or do you just like, no, I give birth to charisma, I'm going to be fine?
I enjoy it. I probably enjoy it more than anyone. Yeah. It's just like, if you're doing it, you might as well do it and do it properly.
Greg thinks he's a producer on the show. He thinks he liaises like with our producers more than what I do. He's like on the phone to him like, what's this idea? Or, you know, we're doing this, we're doing that. And then sometimes like when we're filming, he'll be like, did you get that? Produce the show. We all laugh.
But then, Greg, Bill, you're a bit like me, like reality TV veteran. Like, we've been at it for a bit of a while now, haven't we, lads? Oh, geez, I like to say it. Makes us feel a little bit younger than veteran. But, like, Greg, you are kind of, you were slow out of the game. How come you didn't fancy Towie, but then you all over this one?
When we when I first got with Billy, they interviewed me to go on tower. There's a bright long story behind it, but me and my friends were going to go on tower, and then we didn't end up going on for whatever reason. And I think that was sort of our saving grace. We probably wouldn't have been together. If you start going on shows like that as a couple, not many of them last, do they?
No,
so it's sort of like disaster. And then
when I was first with Greg and when I was on Towie, I always really enjoyed being on Towie on my own, like no relationship drama. Like obviously, my sister, like Fern, like everyone was on there who I was friends and family with. But
she had a free ride on Towie.
I was really lucky.
Compared to everyone else. Everyone else was getting thrown under the bus every week. Billy was just turned up like, you can talk to me about anything. I'm not involved in it.
Just looking absolutely gorgeous every time, just standing there being everyone's shoulder to cry on. You had a touch. Yeah. You're not daft.
I did.
I think the baby diary, because originally Samantha was doing the baby diaries, and I was eased into it slowly, sort of thing.
Yeah. And even like when it was the mummy diaries, it was more focused, like going back to, let's say, series one, it was more focused around me and Samantha. Mm. And then obviously the boys naturally were more involved. Yeah. Then now look, your name's on the title.
It's dead nice, I think, that like it's happened probably slowly, Greg. Not that I'm saying like you're a shy fella or not, but I feel like when you get thrown into the deep end with this sort of stuff, like I did on Geordie Shore and like all the rest of the shows that people have done, people on Love Island, it's a baptism
of fire. It's intense, yeah. It's overnight. Yeah. You're overnight in like huge fame overnight and huge following overnight and big shoes to fill like overnight, I suppose. But with me, it's sort of eased in. So
yeah, like I suppose what you're saying, like with Love
Island. Yeah, Love Island straight in there. Like, Geordie Shore was huge and like it was all at once, wasn't it? And there's only, what, like eight of you in there or something like that. So yeah, it's like...
Yeah. And you can, like, I felt the pressure to be, especially because I was a bit younger and all, like, I felt the pressure to be something I probably wasn't for the most part. Don't get us wrong, like, love a drink, definitely didn't mind a row 10 years ago. Now I physically can't, I just get the worst anxiety. But yeah, like, back then it was a lot of who I was, but also I felt, like, pressure to try and perform for everybody. And I don't know, like, I think because we're all older now, like... We're not going to be susceptible to as much of that. Like, you're definitely just who you are in real life on the show. And it's really refreshing. I suppose, I wonder if that's a part of your success. Do you feel like it's made it for you going on a little bit later, Greg? Like, you were able to be just you?
I feel like our honesty on there is probably helps us as well.
Yeah, like, with Greg as well, like, I think there's not, like, and people do really enjoy it, there's not much filter. Like, you are just, yeah, like, you are just sort of, like, how you would be. And, like, even, I suppose, when it comes to, like, family life.
Just basically a bit of a dickhead all the time.
People enjoy it.
No, honestly, people are mad for it. Like, you guys have been so requested in terms of coming on, yeah. But also, like, I asked yesterday on Insta, I was like, have you got any questions for Billy and Greg? And everyone was absolutely buzzing like an old fridge to have yous on. But Greg, like, everyone's obsessed with you and when you're going in the jungle.
Do you want any tips?
So, I would love... Hello. I think that's...
From the queen herself.
I feel like... Yeah, them questions only get asked or they go in the press because sometimes people would ask me, would you love to do it? And like most people, you'd say go in the jungle.
I think Greg would be really good in the jungle. Yeah. We do laugh and joke about him. We always put it out there. We're like, just so everyone knows what's going on. But I do think he would be really good in there.
Oh, get it out there. Like, manifest it. Like, I'm a firm believer in all that. I'd absolutely love to see you in there, son. But I hope it's back in Australia because that was a blinding experience.
Yes. You wouldn't turn down the castle, but you'd be gutted. You'd rather be in Australia.
Because that's where it just hits different when it's sunny, doesn't it? So, guys, honestly, what can we expect from the next series then?
A few rows.
Decisions like
light and shade, it's gotta be, hasn't it?
No, it's do you know what? It's we've seen the first three episodes of the show, and it's actually, this series feels really like, it feels really raw, really real. Like there's kind of been like so much going on, and we've just really had to say to them this series, like, just come with us, just follow us with everything. And although every series they follow us with a lot, but this time it feels like more than ever, doesn't it? Like we're filming more than ever. So they're just literally capturing everything of our lives. And we've got like loads going on with the house, the kids, like we were saying, like with Nelly and Arthur. So the series starts going back to Christmas time, and Arthur was being a bit challenging, to say the least. Like he'd got in trouble at school, and you know, we do like, we share it all, because I think other parents and like people that watch the show, they know that life isn't all roses and, you know, like sunshine and lovely. And we are so open with it and honest. And yeah. I think that's probably part of the success of the show, is that people can relate to it. Like kids do get in trouble, kids do misbehave. And then with Arthur, it's like a bit of a journey actually, because he's, at the beginning of the series, he's like, you know, just...
Yeah, rascal.
Yeah, being naughty. And then, like, as it goes on, you kind of see, like, a real transition in him. And, like, that's quite a nice thing to see, isn't it? Like, with him especially. Nelly's just, like, her sassy little self. Like, she's...
It's hard work, though, now.
She's now... Now we're sort of getting, like, a little bit of...
Attitude
with Nelly.
Do you think it's almost, like, preteen stuff?
Yeah.
Because I find that stage would probably terrify me, but, like, you can't avoid it, can you?
Honestly.
I don't know, I suppose, like, hormones, did they start kicking
I was, like, Googling it.
Probably Greg.
I was Googling it the other day, like, what age do children start to get hormones? Because I was thinking, she can't be this angry with me. I'm like, darling, brush your teeth. I know to brush my teeth. And I'm like, ooh, I'm like, I'm on edge around my 7-year-old.
Oh, mate. But that's the thing. Like, what series are you on now?
We're on, this will be series...
Well, this is series...
11, is it?
No,
well, it would be 11 if it was Mummy Diaries.
Yeah, but this is series two of the Family Diaries.
Series
11 in total, yeah.
You don't get to like make series, you don't get to make 11 series of any reality TV stuff without developing like a huge fan base, without making something that people are actively invested in. And I honestly believe the only way you get people to be invested is by being genuine and likeable and relatable and showing these ups and downs with Nelly and Arthur. Like, it is part of life. Like, Jesus Christ, I know myself, even if I'm looking at sort of like Instagram or socials and stuff, I have to unfollow people who make their lives look like they're just perfect all the time. And, like, what I want to watch on the TV is the same. Like, unless I'm seeing something real and genuine and organic, I'm just not interested. So, yeah, keep doing what yous are doing, man. Like, the brushing the teeth arguments, the sassiness. I'm living for it all.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, guys, strip it right back. I want to know how yous met.
Oh, God. So, so basically, we knew each other. We knew each other, you know, like when you're younger and like in groups, like we'd go to like Marbella and like be in the same places.
I first see Billy in Marbella.
Was it love at first sight, Greg?
No, well, when I first see Billy, she would have only been like 17, 18, and I was like 22, 23, so
that's all right. Everyone likes an hour, don't they?
She was young, like, I don't know, 23-year-old going out at 18, you know. So we didn't even talk then, did we? We just knew I just see her, and we didn't talk. That was like in my bad days.
So we knew each other, like, all you know,
around the area,
friendship groups, you know, mutual friends. And then Greg and I sort of, I'd say that's when you fancied me.
Yeah, when you fancied me. Yeah.
So what happened was, we was like a few of me and my friends, we was in Ibiza. Greg was there with his friends, and we had like mutual friends. So we naturally, we was like, we'd see each other and we was like sort of hanging out together. And then nothing happened at all on that holiday, but I knew that Greg fancied me and I quite fancied him a little bit. So when we...
Like Samantha sort of said.
Samantha was like...
And I said, yeah, of course I do. And it sort of went that, yeah.
And then when we got back, Greg, a few weeks later, when we got back from Ibiza, Greg asked me to go on a date. And then I was just like, yeah, okay. Like, so I went on the date with him. And then that was pretty much it, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, we went to like three or four different places in the West End, and she ate at every single place. She ate at every single... I was like...
I like my food.
She was eating like... Went from like eating like Chinesey like in that...
No, we went to like a Thai place. You know, the Crazy Bear.
The one in London. And then like eating like Chinese food. And then she'd have like a fish pie at the next place. And I was like, oh, and then...
Cheese and ham toast later.
And then the cheese and ham toast to finish it off in the evening. And I was like, are you sure? We was out from like 1 o'clock, but like it was all like, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not going to eat, you know, on dates.
I wasn't worried about it. I wasn't that girl that was like, I'll just have a salad. Yeah. I was like, I'll have a fish pie.
No, but I love that though. I feel like that is definitely what made him fall in love with you.
Yeah.
The appetite, the good scranner.
Exactly. But yeah, no, and then that was it, wasn't it, really?
And then I ended up in Brentwood, and then.
Yeah, then Greg.
And then 8 months later, we bought this house, didn't we?
Yeah.
God. So how long have you been together all together then?
Just over 10 years now.
10 and a half years, God, yeah.
That's a kind of good milestone,
that. That is.
Two kids, the wedding, which was just unbelievable. Like, I still talk about them pictures I use, like, not even your Maldives ones, because they were fucking obviously sick. But you know the ones of you, like, in London?
The registry. Yeah, the registry office.
They are some of my favourite pictures of you guys. Like, they're just so nice. So what was planning the wedding and everything like? Because obviously I'm about to start, so any tips you can give us, guys?
Are you going to get married abroad, or are you going to do it over here? You're not sure.
It's dead hard, mate. So, like, obviously, Erkan's Turkish Cypriot, isn't he?
Yeah, but, like, of course, yeah.
Born and raised in Welland. So whenever I say, like, where do you want to go? He's like, oh, Cyprus. And it's not that
it'll be good. Somewhere hot.
Yeah. But I'm dead, like, respectful of his, like, family upbringing and all the rest of it. But I'm like, I'm sure the woman's meant to choose, like, from where she was from.
You're married in Newcastle.
He doesn't like Newcastle. He says it's too cold. He says he won't be able to consummate. Bless him. So I reckon if that's his reasoning, we're all going to have to go somewhere warm. But did you, like, try going different places before?
Oh, yeah, we did.
So We looked into a few different places. We even looked over here. So we was looking over here at venues, we was really like, oh, heart's set, we want to get married abroad. And obviously we'd been to the Maldives a couple of times. We'd got engaged in the Maldives, didn't we?
Thought it'd be like financially.
We just didn't really. And then one day I remember we was trying to look into other venues abroad, and I rung Greg. I was like, Greg, I'll never forget, I was in hairdressers. I just thought, what are we doing? I was like, should we just try and do it in the Maldives?
Yeah.
Shall we just get married in the Maldives if we can? So we flew out to the hotel.
The island that we'd been at, yeah.
The island that we'd been at, where we
had like memories and that.
Yeah. So we flew out there for like 3 nights. I'll never forget, my mum had the kids. And we sat down with the hotel manager, we told him what we wanted to do. And then that was it. We come back and we was like, right, we're doing it. We're going to get married in the Maldives. And we give everyone, obviously, a lot of notice and everything else. But don't get me wrong, it was stressful. Because what it was...
100 people on a little island, you've got to get them all there. And
what it was as well, it's like anything on the... So unless anything you wanted was on the island. So like all like the decor, everything like that had to be sent there.
Dance floors, lighting,
like everything had to be sent to the island. So we had to get everything there. So that made it... And I was saying the other day actually to my manager, Zamfi, we was laughing because she's also getting married this year. And I said to her, why did I do all of that gifting for all my guests, right? When I mean, I done these packages, and obviously it's lovely, and I think people did appreciate
it. Is this like the wedding bags? Because everybody everybody on the DMs was saying, what did Billy put in the gift, like the wedding gift bags?
So I went too far with it. Everyone had Havanas, two lots of sun cream, hats. I'd done like packs for all the kids as well, like activity packs. And then I'd done makeup bags, you know, like straw bags to put like your bits in round the pole. Men's hats, children's hats.
Initials on there.
And we're all personalised. But you know what it was?
Jesus Christ, Billy, you don't make things easy for yourself, do you?
I didn't. And now I think to myself, obviously that's going back like 3 years ago. I think I would never do that now. I just think, I do like maybe a little statement. I stress myself out, right, so much to get all this stuff out there because then we had to ship it all out there. Some of it didn't make it to the island and come back around, like come back in a box to my house like 6 months later, like return to sender some of the hats. Yeah. Can you remember?
So, lady, that's my fault. I sent them the cheap way.
Greg said it, yeah. So imagine.
Like, when we down that little balloon.
Yeah, it was honestly, but it.
I didn't get there.
It's
the men's got there, didn't they? But the women's didn't
get there. And about 6 months later,
we've got them here still, all in
the shops. We've got them in the garage. About 6 months later, a big box of personalised hats turned up at my door.
Just do a vow renewal and give them out.
Yeah, give them out then.
We're talking about doing that.
We said maybe
five or ten years.
Well, yeah.
I don't. Yeah,
you'll be in your 40s.
I don't know if they let us back on the island 100 people again, but they might let us all be like 30 or 40.
Did you just leave a good impression?
Yeah, we did. But there was loads of press around it when it went on. But there was just a couple of people on the island that didn't really like the fact that there was 100 people there having a wedding and people looking for upgrades and just wanting to moan about nothing. There was nothing,
there was loads of like press articles around the wedding, but we found out there was a couple of people on the island that were not in our party, like that were like tourists then, but they were selling stories on all of us. Yeah. Mm. But they were trying to get like, bear in mind 100 people, most of the venues we'd hired private for all of our like events that we'd done on the island, but they were trying to get like upgrades through the hotel, like
they were noisy, that's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
Yeah. And then they were going to like the paper. It was a bit, but to be honest with you, I think we were so in the moment, it wasn't until
no one cared that was there
when we got back. We was looking at it all, but when we was out there, we just had the best time, didn't we?
But the favourite article for me was they've turned the Maldives into South Africa.
I fucking read that one.
Yeah, I said, I was like, if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. I was like, you just got to.
But at the end of the day, there's 100 people on a little island. No, plenty of drink having every day, but like there was nothing like what they said.
You know what
it's like in the press, Vicky. People just exaggerate things, and they make it up and make it.
You're always going to get something, aren't you? And like, I feel like you just had the total right approach. Like, evidently, you've had your favourite people around you. You were celebrating your love. And like, you just didn't care when you were there. Like, unpack it when you get back and have a bit of a read. Like, curiosity always gets the better of me. Like, I kind of help myself. But like, it didn't dampen it. And that's all that matters. Because it is something like, it's part and parcel. I was just saying the other day, like, me and Erkan weren't even going to tell anyone about the proposal. We were kind of enjoying keeping it to ourselves and being like secret squirrels for a bit, you know? Like just telling my mates and everything. And you notice, like, you always forget to tell someone. And then, if they found out on Instagram, it would just be the worst. And someone videoed us getting engaged and sold it to the Sun.
You're joking.
So that's why we had to come out when we did. Some were dead canny and worked. We weren't and agreed to use our pictures rather than a fucking hideous video of me crying on the beach in Dubai.
Oh my gosh,
I get it, guys. I'm just really pleased you just didn't let it like take away.
Yeah, I see all that, and you had the boat party, you had a little boat party in that as well, didn't you? I see all that.
Do you know what? I just thought after that, I was like, well, fuck this. Let's get the great big balloons out and everything everyone knows now. So I went balls to the wall.
It looked amazing. Looked incredible.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, he's lovely, isn't he? I feel very lucky. He was a bit pissed off he wasn't on today. He was
I was going to say that. Where's Erkan?
He's going to get his car MOT'd. Priorities, guys. Can I ask, will you come back in part two and chat all about the kids, all about your modelling, Greg? I'm very interested to find out how you're getting on at George.
Yeah. Perfect.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.